To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hi, and welcome to Mouse Manners and More podcast. Today we have Hannah.
Hello.
Becky.
Hello.
And me, Nathan. And we're on a short crew today because school started. It's kind of hectic, so we wanted to put something out there for you guys until things kind of got settled down for school and all that stuff. So we're going to take an interesting topic today that we've never done before, which is, you know, you usually go down to Walt Disney World, you may know the lay of the land, you may know the parks, but you might want to have to celebrate a special occasion while you're down there. By special occasion, I guess we mean like birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, something other than just being down there on vacation with your family and friends. So today we're going to go around and talk about the things you can do that are free while you're down there, and then there's other things that you can do that are a cost. They can get pretty pricey, but some of them can be a little inexpensive and make your visit a little bit more special. So let's start off with the first thing, the thing that's most common, which everybody has, at least I think everybody has, which is a birthday. So when you go down there, what do they do for your birthday?
Well, first you got to get a pin.
Aren't those free?
Yeah, they're free. And when you make your reservation, they ask you if you're celebrating anything. So that's when you can tell them that you are celebrating a birthday, a holiday, engagement, whatever your celebration is. And they might, if it's a birthday, they'll ask you who it is and what their age is. And they say they'll have a pin ready for that person when you get there.
So you pick that up when you check in, you get a pin. And don't feel bad, you don't have to wear it just on your birthday. Consider it your birthday week or your birthday trip.
Yeah, wear it the entire time that you go. Because you never know when somebody's going to wish you a happy birthday, or you might get a special treat. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're like at a restaurant.
Yummy.
Now, Hannah did that last year for her birthday, and we're actually going to do it again next year for her birthday because she liked it so much, because she got several free desserts and just that special attention.
And it's got your name on it too, so when you're walking through the parks, I guess it's a rule for them to look at the pin, see your name, and say like happy birthday.
The only like kind of bad thing about it is that last year, I was Hama instead of Hannah, because the person like connected the two ends. So I was like, Hama.
I said, happy birthday, Hama.
We could have asked for another pin, though. They wouldn't have minded.
No, they wouldn't have minded at all. So the thing, you get your pin, you go through the parks, people say happy birthday to you. When you go to restaurants, especially on your birthday,
I remember there was another little something special. When we got into the room, Hannah had a balloon and a card from Mickey that said happy birthday on it. So that was neat to have. That just made her feel special, I guess.
Well, that's the thing about it, too, is when you call up and they ask, either you call up or you book online and they ask you if you're celebrating anything, you can tell them. But also you can call and you can say, hey, I'd like to get this sort of thing. I'd like to book this special for their birthday. And then I think they pass that information along to the people that are in the restaurant or at the places that you're going. And sometimes they'll do something a little bit extra special for you since it is your birthday. So the other things you can celebrate while you're down there is anniversaries or proposals and engagements. You can actually call and I guess get things arranged, like a romantic dinner or spots in the park that you can actually celebrate at. Again, it's all about what you want to do and how much you want people to interact with you. Because once you put the pin on, once you tell them your anniversary, your proposals and all that stuff, it's how much interaction you want them to do with you.
And they celebrate, like you said, all the holidays, but you can do like your first trip or
there's a lot of people,
a reunion.
There's a lot of people that's got first visit buttons on.
Yeah. Mother's and Father's Day.
Valentine's Day out there.
Yeah.
So like the big holidays are definitely out there that you can celebrate. as well. Yep. And we've been there on Halloween and Christmas and New Year's. And it's
Mother's Day.
And Mother's Day. To where people kind of go out on their own. So it's not about just including Disney in the celebrations, but you can also, while you're home, because a lot of things are more expensive while you're at Disney, you can go out, and we found a lot of things that were at, like, Halloween stores, Walmarts, Targets and stuff, especially when the holidays come around. Yeah. They have stickers, like at the Hobby Lobby or the Michaels.
Yeah.
Michaels gift shops and places like that have decorations that you can take. So in your room, you can go decorate your own room, which may be a little bit less expensive than trying to find something when you're on site.
You can, but there are a few rules that we didn't know about when we first did it. But then you're not supposed to put anything on your deck, which we did, and we've seen people do it, and that's kind of why we thought it was okay, and we've seen people do it since then. So I don't think they're extremely strict about it, but you got to keep in mind you might get that room where they tell you got to take it down. Also, they don't want you to use any tape, so you have to find a different way to hang things if you want to.
But sticky tack stuff's pretty good.
Yeah.
And probably the command strip things are good to hang up things with.
We've even heard of people that take their own Christmas trees at Christmas, and you know, if they're going to be there for Christmas, they need a tree or want a tree and for the presents, or you know, just to have that holiday spirit. But you can also pay for someone to bring a tree and decorate your room, which is pretty neat. It's expensive though.
That's probably the next step. What we want to talk to about is they actually have services. So this is like unwrapping the next level of Disney. So you go down there and you just celebrate by going to the parks, but this is, you can actually call a special number or go on a special website and order things, and it can be pretty inexpensive. Like what I was looking at was a foam bat with your name on it. So I guess at Halloween you can get a foam bat with your name on it, and it costs like $10. Or all the way up.
Like a baseball bat, or
no,
like
a flappy bat.
Like
a Halloween bat.
Weird. Okay.
I don't think I would want that.
No. What would you do with it?
I guess you hang it up on your door, or I don't know. There's a bat on there. I guess it's for Halloween when you come down there. You can get it personalized with your name.
Okay.
And hang it up, I guess, as a decoration.
Okay, that's neat.
So you can get something as small as that and probably a little basket of candy, all the way up to them coming in your room and decorating it to the hills.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, and that's up near like $400.
Yeah.
Dang.
For you to do.
Yeah. So you can have baskets of things.
Flowers. They have a lot of flowers and arrangements and stuff.
Yeah. Crowns.
Crowns. They even have when you celebrate DVC. So you can get your room decorated because you're DVC. So it'll say welcome home. It'll have, usually, typically what it does when you get to the higher level, it'll have like a couple of signs, a couple of small gifts, like some plush animals that are put in your room, usually an autographed card, maybe a book.
Yeah.
But it can get pretty fancy on it. I mean, they've got things for birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, even congratulations in sports and Sweet 16s. I mean, it's...
I'd say they could come up with just about anything.
Just about
whatever
anything.
Your celebration is.
Mm-hmm. Haircut.
Well, maybe.
You get your own wig just in case they do it wrong. But if you want to order any of that stuff, you can go to the website at disneyworld.disneyfloralandgifts.com. Or there's a number, right, that you can call?
Yeah, it's 407-939-4438.
So you can always give them a call and spend a little extra money to make it even that much more special. Because I know that when we decorated the rooms before, we've decorated it ourselves, and then we've had stuff that was brought into the room. And the room is just a place where you kind of just stay for a while, which is sometimes boring. So if you want to add that extra layer of celebration, and sometimes it makes it pretty nice, because we had, like, Hannah's balloon was up all week long until it ran out of air and it looked sad.
So another thing that you can do is you can get cakes from Disney, and you can have them delivered at the restaurant that you're eating at, or you can have them delivered to your room, which is pretty neat. We've actually been involved in both of those situations. Our friends that aren't here tonight actually got a cake for Hannah for her birthday, which I think we mentioned in another podcast, just because it was really neat to have. It was just fun to walk in and have that cake sitting there, and they did it up as nice as they could. They brought in a nice tablecloth and real plates and real forks and real napkins. They had a couple of candles that and some matches that we could use. It was just, they did all of that and a cake, which was really neat, and it was pretty fun for Hannah, I think. What do you think, Hannah?
I got two cards, I think. One was from Belle and one was from
the Mills. Yeah, it was fun. And I think you got a balloon again.
I think I got a few balloons.
Yeah, you got a few balloons. So that was neat. And then, gosh, it's been 2 years ago, we were actually able to go for Morgan's birthday, and they had a cake delivered for Morgan's birthday at the Cinderella's Castle, which we were all there. And it was really fun. What was on the cake?
Really cool. It was like, I don't know how they did it, but it was like a print of Mulan on the front of the cake.
Yeah, because that's her favorite princess. Yeah. So those were really neat. But I think you can go from like a pretty plain cake to something extremely elaborate. You just have to call and discuss what you want. You might be able to like share pictures through emails to try to get something. But
you can actually go on that Disney website too, and they have characters and themes.
Oh, okay.
So if your child or your husband or your wife or whoever you're going with is celebrating likes a particular character, you can actually go on that website and see what they offer.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they could probably get you something from the stores and bring it in, you know. The times that we've always had the celebratory stuff with them, they've always done it up really nice. You don't ever think that you're wasting any money. If you got the money to go ahead and spend, Disney does it right, no matter what level of money that you want to have.
Yeah. One thing, if you have it delivered to the restaurant and you don't eat the whole cake, you have to kind of deal with handling the cake, whether someone takes it back to the room or possibly your evening's over and you're ready to go back anyway. But if it's not, I think what the Mills did is they got a locker and put the cake in the locker. So that's just until we were done with whatever park we were at. And that way they didn't have to carry the cake around the whole time. So that was sort of convenient. I mean, it was a little extra money, but again, so that we could all stay in the park for as long as we were able to. He just got a locker. So that's an option.
Yeah. So the other things that you can do is you can actually, and we don't have any experience with it, but like weddings, they can do elaborate weddings if you're celebrating something like that. You can actually get married on property. Those things can run, I guess, at a typical wedding price on a low end, or it can go way, way high to where, I mean, you can have
unlimited amounts of money. Mickey will take it all if you give it to him.
Yep. So we don't really have any experience with that, but I mean, you can actually call Disney, have them plan it all out. I guess you could go down there and pick everything out that you wanted to as well.
I've seen that, well, two things. They have, I don't know what the brand is, but it's some, like, I think an Italian brand. But they make wedding dresses, and they've done a bunch of wedding dresses, like, themed after the princesses. So they have like Belle and Jasmine and stuff. And I think they have like a wedding planning place at the Grand Floridian. And I've also seen that they have where you can ride in the carriage to like your, like on your wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like, the horses are all prettied up and stuff. But I think that's like $20,000.
Probably. For each horse, probably. Per horsey. We've seen several weddings. I mean, as many times as we've gone, I think we've... It doesn't seem to go very many years that we don't actually walk by one.
The most people get married, the ones that we've seen, are the ones at Grand Floridian, that place, and Boardwalk.
Yeah.
Right by the water, they have a little place where they get married. We've seen a lot of people get married.
Yeah.
In those two locations. Not so much anywhere else, though. I've never...
I'm not sure. It seems like I remember seeing something set up at the Polynesian, but right now that's impossible because of all the renovations that they're doing.
Get married in front of a wall.
Yeah.
I've seen, I think it was last time there was a couple and they had just gotten married and they were walking around Epcot and taking like pictures and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pictures.
I've never seen a ceremony in the parks, though. Like, I would think a lot of people would want to get married in front of the castle.
We saw someone at Magic Kingdom, too, with her wedding dress on.
I've seen...
a big one. She had a big dress.
I've seen people, and they, like, have their weddings, like, if they want to have it in front of the castle, they can have it, like, either really, really early in the morning before the park opens, or, like, really, really late at night when the park is closed.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But that would be at like midnight.
That wouldn't be a problem for you.
Stay up all night now.
Don't get any ideas because Mama's going to bed.
So I guess it just all depends on how intricate you want your celebrations to be.
Yeah.
Another thing that you can do is they have the ability to do celebrations at home. So once you get away from the park and you maybe can't get down there for a birthday or a holiday, they actually have a section on that website where you can celebrate at home, so you can get things that you would normally get into your room sent to you at your house. So you could actually go into your kid's room on their birthday and get the little celebratory pack and put it out for them and dress up their room. It seems to be a little bit more reasonable. I guess not many people do it. It doesn't get up into the ones that I've seen, it doesn't get up into the $300 range. It's like up, the most expensive one is $189. But I'm sure that if you called, you could probably get something much more expensive and much more elaborate than that. So, you got anything else about celebrations down at Disney?
Yeah, there's, they also offer large rooms, which like the treehouse villas or grand villas, which have like two or three bedrooms, so a larger family could go.
Like a reunion.
Yeah, like a reunion or a large group of friends. And one other thing we didn't mention was, I don't know if all of them do it, but we know at least one of them. The restaurants will do the happy birthday singing. It was the Mexican restaurant in Epcot that sang to Hannah.
The one that's on the water.
Yeah. Yeah, the one that's on the water. So, you know, like I said, I don't know if all of them do it, but that one in particular did. I think she ate at Grand Floridian, or no, I think she ate at
California Grill on my birthday, and they weren't allowed to sing to me.
Right.
But I guess on those days, too, I mean, even though... So if you wear your pendant, it's your birthday for the whole week. It's your birthday week, but on your birthday day, plan it out. You know, the person that's there for their birthday, have them plan it out. Then usually go to a park and see the fireworks and just enjoy yourself on those days. I mean, because it's a special time and... You know, act like you're the only one in the park and do what you want to do.
Yeah. Right? And also, it doesn't matter how many times you tell somebody on the phone that you're celebrating something. If you don't get a pin when you check in, just remind them, because they'll give it to you.
Or if you lose it.
Yeah, or if you lose it.
And sometimes that the ink on the pin, yeah, when they put your name on it,
yeah,
you know, just by the use of going through the parks every day, the ink gets rubbed off.
So. And this is a pin that's probably like, what, 4 to 5 inches around. It's a big pin that you wear on your shirt or... for Hannah, what she ended up doing was putting it on her purse that she wore every day so that she wouldn't have to keep taking it off and putting it on something else. So that's an idea. If you carry the same purse around, if it's material that you're able to stick a pin in.
And if you're a woman.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Put it on a fanny pack if you wanted to, probably.
Yep. You could take a specialty cruise in one of those nice cruise ships. That would be fun. Yeah. And watch the fireworks on the water. That would be neat.
Well, some of the things, too, is when you're talking either to a travel agent like you or, like, to a Disney representative as well, if you call it that way, sometimes you can give them ideas of what you're celebrating, what the person is interested in, and sometimes they can think of things that are geared towards that person that they could suggest. So, like, if you really, really are into dessert,
yeah,
you love it, they may suggest go to the dessert party at the Tomorrowland or in Epcot too.
And back to the gifts thing, if you're a boy and or a girl into pirates, I think they have a pirates gift set or Pluto or the princesses, etc.
Or another thing that might be not as expensive is sometimes they have specialty hats, like specialty ears.
Yeah.
That has happy birthday on it and stuff like that. Yeah. Or you can go down to the Hanes t-shirt place down in downtown Disney and get yourself it's my birthday t-shirt with your name on it.
And you can put like your own character on it too if you like a certain character.
So it doesn't have to be super expensive, and it may be something that you're going to buy there already, like a t-shirt. Or a hat. Yeah. You have things like that that you can do to personalize it and make the trip a little bit more special. So I think anything from free, just to get the button, that's free already.
And sometimes you get free desserts if you go to sit-down restaurants.
Yeah.
As long as you've got that pin on.
And they're special and they have the little candle on it and all that kind of stuff. So that makes you feel special. Yeah. And that's not any extra cost. So anything from there, wearing the button and people wishing you happy birthday. And a lot of times I've seen it in parades. Another tip, too, is if you've got the button, try to be on the front row of the parade. And a lot of people interact with you in the parade, more so than normal, I think, because it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Or it's your first visit or something like that. So that pin is almost your key to having people interact with you.
Another thing, if you have little kids, probably 10 and under, because they seem to grow out of the items that they have, but there's, for the girls, is the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, where they can get dressed up as their favorite princess, which you have to call and make reservations for that, as well as the Pirates League, which you can get your face painted like a pirate.
And you can get it painted like a mermaid, I think, too.
Oh, really? Oh, neat. That's cool. So that's something special for the little ones.
Yeah. So anything else on celebrating down there?
Just have fun.
have fun and remember it's your day. All right.
Yeah.
Whatever you're celebrating, it's your day. And try to... And remember, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Things are sometimes free there. That just makes it enjoyable and more special. Or you can shoot for the moon and spend a few $100s, or if you got it, spend a few $1,000s. And
if you go, like, another special, like, thing is you could go and see, like, any of the characters, and they might spend a little bit more time with you. Like, if you go see Anna and Elsa, maybe they'll spend more time with you after your 3-hour wait.
Mm-hmm. All right, so thanks again for listening and subscribing and supporting us. If you have certain ways that you like to celebrate that we haven't thought of, feel free to give us an email or a call. We're on Twitter quite a bit, so just hit us up there. And again, hope all your dreams are magical dreams.
Bye.